soon. We've got to go to sleep soon. Something that makes me happy? God, I don't know. Let's see. Well, there's, I don't know, a lot of people think this is silly or fanatical or, information without any base. But I have such a thing for Shakespeare. Shakespearean literature makes me just go wild. I love his words, and I love the way he writes. And I love iambic pentameter so much. And so many people don't appreciate it, you know? So many people think it's, or so many people just don't understand it, first of all. But, oh God. Let me just explain this to you. So, iambic pentameter. You probably already know this, but it's like an iambs, right? And so it's like unstressed and then stressed. So the rhythm of the line is like dun-dun, da-dun, 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 because there's 5 feet in each line, right? Well, so many people don't realize that what Shakespeare was doing with that iambic pentameter, he's making their heartbeat. That's the rhythm of their heart when they speak. And then he does it a lot in Romeo and Juliet, sometimes in Hamlet, definitely in Twelfth Night. Whenever the characters get really, really passionate, or whenever they get scared, or whenever they're feeling any extreme emotion, the iambic pentameter gets a little messy, and it's showing that it's like, that's their heart, you know, their heart's skipping a beat, or their heart's going too quickly for them, or going too slowly because they're scared. I don't know, I can't explain it, but it's, oh God, it's just the best thing ever. And if you just sit down and read it, like really, really read his verse, it's just beautiful. Another one, people don't realize with Shakespeare that, like, he's not just rhyming for the sake of rhyming, if that makes sense. One of my favorite little scenes is the party scene at the beginning of Romeo and Juliet, where they're at the ball or the dance, or it's really just a party. They start rhyming with each other whenever they start dancing with each other. And, you know, most people, when they read that, they're just like, oh, it's Shakespeare, he's rhyming, blah, 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 that's what Shakespeare does. But that is, like, so not the point of that scene. Like, the rhyming is, like, in the plot of that scene. It's so cute, because, like, Juliet is, like, trying to rhyme with him, and then Romeo has to think of rhymes back, and then she gets, like, really hard with the rhymes, and then Romeo finds, like, little ways to like kind of morph his words to make it rhyme back, and she's like congratulating him, and like the rhyming is part of the plot, and people don't realize that, and I absolutely adore it. I think it's like the coolest thing in the world. Oh God, I could talk about Shakespeare for hours and hours and hours and hours. Did you know that his name probably wasn't even Shakespeare? Like, it was probably something like Shakespeare or Shakespeare or Shakespeare or something like that. There was probably less E's in his name than there are now, because, like, first of all, he never signed his name the way that we spell it. If I remember correctly, there's, like, 3 signatures of Shakespeare that we have. It's probably more, I don't know. I'm just pulling that number out of my butt. But I know that, none of his signatures are the same with the letters. They all have less E's, and the E's are in different places. But one thing that they did do back then was, like, the way that they would print words was, like, they would have a little stamp for each letter, and they would manually, they would stick the stamps together, and then they would put that stack of stamps together on the paper, and it would make a word. And sometimes the stamps wouldn't fit together nicely, so in the awkward spaces in between, they would just put E's, because, like, E's were, you know, not really silent, because they kind of had an effect on the word, but they were, for the most part, silent, and they had a way of fitting nicely. So, that's why there's a shit ton of, you know, kind of pointless E's in the English alphabet, or not in the English alphabet, in English words, And that's also why Shakespeare's name has so many E's in it. Silly. Yeah, oh god, what else is there about Shakespeare? What else? A lot of people don't realize that Anne Hathaway, his wife, was like way older than him. I think that's kind of cool. Like, go Anne. It was kind of, I guess, normal in that day and age to, for a man to marry a woman who was a lot younger. But she did it backwards, or he did it backwards, or however you want to think about it. I think that's pretty cool. Oh, another thing about Romeo and Juliet. I knew I was forgetting something. Romeo and Juliet, so many, like, teachers teach it as, like, a tragedy. It is not a tragedy. Like, the format for the first, like, half of the play, like, it's exactly like all of his comedies. And it was supposed to be a comedy. You know, most people, most scholars, not, you know, just, like, crummy high school teachers, but most real Shakespeare fans, most of them know that it was supposed to be a comedy. And we don't know why it suddenly took a dramatic turn for the worst in, what was it, Act 3? When people started dying. But yeah, once it did turn into a tragedy, it was all downhill from there. Oh, am I boring you? I'm sorry. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. I read too much Shakespeare. You know how it is. Maybe you don't. Okay, well, we really gotta go to bed now. Like, super, super bedtime. It's like 3:30 in the morning. Okay, good night.